Yes.
I was just going to say that the principle of letting go is that nothing's destroyed. And the lack of confidence we have in letting go is the imagined is our continuing attachment to something remaining. So if we are really willing to let go, what we mean is we're not buying into the future, so that there's no future creation because of the letting go. But the thing in itself isn't destroyed, it's just that it has no future, in a sense, because the future comes out of our attachment to it. So this in the context of what happens to the Buddha and when he dies or something means nothing in the context. So if you're not creating a future, how can that question be significant? But on the other hand, when everything is let go of, nothing is destroyed. So there he is. He's still there.
Yeah.
But there's no future. Two different objects kind of connects the how we attach to the idea that so what happens to the Buddha when he dies is only coming from our sense of attachment.
Indeed, it's only people who are lessons not stream enterers who ask that question. But if that question comes from identification with the five khandhas, you never find an Arya asking the Buddha that question.
The terse sort of statement that Ajahn Chah or a samana is one with no future, which we're pretty hopeless, all right. but it's all takes a whole on a whole other meaning when you start realizing, we're not having to create time.